ॐ शांति। इस चेतन दीपकों के संगठन को देख
Bab Dada is very happy to see this gathering of living lambs. Bab Dada is very happy to see this gathering of living lambs.
Deep Raj se milne aayi.
See from where you have come to meet Deep Raj.
Harek Deep Raj. Kitne Deepakon ke Sankachan ko dekh khush ho rahe.
Deep Raj is so happy to see so many lambs in this gathering. Wah, lambs, wah. He is seeing each one and expressing joy. In this gathering, also you have met each other, and after how long have you all met each other also? Therefore,
bahut stressed value.
Therefore, this meeting has a very, very high value.
वैसे भी आपस में मिलते
हैं. Even otherwise, when you meet each other, talk to each other, or listen to the murli, or have your meals together. Have heart to heart chit chat together. But this type of meeting is so lovely. Because
Deep Raj,
because
Deep Raj ke bacche
in this gathering,
dono ka aapas mein milna,
the living king of lambs is meeting
Baba,
the living lambs.
Baba.
Children say, "Oh Baba."
Aur Baba say,
and Baba says, "Yes, children, sweet children.
Aaj to Bab, aapke liye hi aaye.
Today the father has come only for you. And therefore, this is the true Deepavali where the lambs are meeting the king of lambs. It is the meeting of lambs. If you give time and watch each lamp,
face se.
You will notice that from each one's face,
meechi meechi baatein man mein aati hai.
So many sweet, sweet conversations are experienced. Each one's face
बहुत कुछ बातें
reveals
मन की
a lot of the mind.
अभी इस समय
now, at this time,
jo bhi hai, wo kahin ki to bahar nikal mein dikhai de.
Whatever is in your heart of some, that is visible externally. In words,
dikhai de, wo samay bahut kam hai.
For the father to be able to see what is in the heart of the child, that is rare. Whether it is children from abroad or children from this land, but the father is in the hearts of the children and the children are in the heart of the father. But if you want to see what form of love is, that you can see here in Madhuban. So who is in each one's heart? In Baba's heart, it's the children. And in the children's hearts, it is Baba. What a beautiful meeting this is. Actually, whatever is going on in the minds of everyone, that the record of that is being filled automatically. But now, from their faces, it is visible very clearly. It is visible very clearly on their faces. And the meeting also is happening. So both are happening together. It's not an ordinary thing. Otherwise, how can so many meet together? But this is the meeting of hearts between the father and the children, between companions, between friends. So it's in the form of the meeting is of friends. The meeting is of friends. It is song, you are the mother and father. You are everything. If you come and watch from here, you will notice that the form of remembrance is visible in each one's heart. You just think, you just think how it will be like when that meeting is experienced on the face. How lovely that experience would be. Otherwise too, whilst moving along, whilst performing actions, Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, is visible in each one's heart. But this meeting, this type of meeting is of a short period. This meeting right now physically is of a short period. See, it's so lovely. In each one's heart, in each one's heart there is this thought, my Baba, Wa Baba, Wa. The children say, Baba, you have a place in my heart. You have a place in my heart. So if there would be somebody who could draw the heart, you will see a great wonder in that heart. Because each one is remembering the same one in one form or the other. Each one is remembering the same one in one form or the other. So the same one is remembered but in different forms. Leave aside this gathering which is sitting here. Everywhere, whether here or in the centers, in the hearts of all the children, who is visible? In majority of the children, who is visible? Each one's face at this moment if a photo would be taken, each one's face at this moment, if a photo would be taken, it is so happy. That face is so happy. This meeting of the father and the children gives so much comfort to the heart. If anyone would be asked, who is in your heart, what will that one say? He will say, my Baba, sweet Baba. The comforter of my heart. Is in my heart, and if each one's photo of the heart is taken, then of course there will be a difference in each heart. Sound of his heart, because the heart also speaks. So from the sound of each one's heart, what does it say? Of course, everyone's feeling is the same, but the words are different of each one. There is only one sound coming from the heart of each one. Oh, the King of all hearts has come. The King of all hearts has come. Up to now there is no such a photographer who could take the photo of each one's heart, but how each child is merged in Baba's heart, that scene, if you would watch yourself, you will be amazed. You will keep on watching and watching in amazement. Because now at this time, the figure or the map in each one's heart is very visible. If whatever is in the heart at this moment, that would be visible, then you will be really surprised to see it. How each one is celebrating a meeting in different poses, in different forms, and in different ways, because that moment some are experiencing the form of a child, some others experiencing in the form of mother and father, some in the form of a friend. And also each one is fully intoxicated in that form. Someone is saying my Baba, and someone is saying the beloved of my heart. So each one is saying in different words, depending on the different relationships. So each one is experiencing a different relationship and expressing that feeling which is visible on each one's face. So you can imagine if the photo of each one's heart is taken, how lovely it would be. Bhaktada also will like it so much. Don't take it in an ordinary way, or it be an ordinary photo. But even if it's an ordinary one, even that one is an ordinary one, but then his heart is filled with that experience, so that experience is visible of each one's heart. Not the physical form, but the experience of the heart is visible. So how beautiful it is visible as. This is nothing to do with the physical face. But it is the face of the heart, which is visible in different forms. Sometimes Bhaktada emerges in a corporeal form, and the scene is visible in the form of a classroom. So physically it may seem to be like a classroom, and Bhaktada looking at everyone, but then this is more to do with the hearts. But even the ordinary form which is visible is no less. It is very special how each one is swinging in the swing of happiness. Bhaktada is not seeing anyone's ordinary form. But is seen in the different forms of different relationships. It's not in an ordinary form emerged, but even if it is father and child, that relationship, and then that love is so immense in that relationship of father and child.
Pura heart.
So in this gathering, each one's state of his heart is visible. And therefore, there is so much love emerging from Bap Dada's heart for everyone. The love is so deep for each one. And because of that love is visible externally to wherever the child may be sitting. Now see that the one, the last corner is so far away from where Baba is sitting, but each child's face is seen very close to Bap Dada, however far he may be sitting physically. If you see something in its natural form, and then you also magnify it and see it, there will be a big difference, won't there be? So Baba sees your original form, not this form. And what emerges from the heart for a child? Wah! Children, wah! This meeting face to face is of a very short time, but otherwise it is heart to heart conversation. The heart speaks to the heart. That heart to heart conversation, or hearts talking to each other, is just like talking to each other physically. But the experience of talking heart with heart, that experience gives so much joy. Which cannot be expressed. So this experience is so lovely. Even if somebody is sitting right in the corner at the back, but on the basis of how much that the remembrance is strong in his heart, on that basis he or she will experience that he is sitting in Baba's company. So one is sitting in the company and the other is sitting as an observer. So company and companion and observer state, both are experienced together. Of course, because each one's experience of his heart is different. Although each one says, "Oh, I'm experiencing Baba very well in my heart," but there is a difference in each one's experience. At this confluence age, the meeting is so different from any other form of meeting because that original love is felt. The meeting of the children and the father. It's very lovely. Even if somebody is sitting right at the end, but all are in the heart. The comforter of hearts in each one's heart. This meeting is so lovely. Each one of you sitting, are you sitting on a chair? Each one on the basis of his number. On the basis of his love, he's sitting in that number on the basis of his love. So, say how that gathering would look like. What is the picture of each one's heart at this time? Although at present this is visible in a physical way, but then how beautiful will that gathering be like in which each one's heart is seen? The face of each one with that heart filled with love will be so beautiful, not ugly. And because the love, it becomes like a makeup on the face of each child. So Can you imagine what type, how the gathering would look like? Only Baba can see this type of gathering. You can see this gathering only on the basis of how your stage is. And the gathering is looking so beautiful. Physically, somebody may be very of fair complexion, somebody may be of dark complexion, but for Baba, it's not the physical complexion that is visible, but the love in his heart is visible. His love is visible on his face. Each one's face on each one's face the practical form of the stage of his heart is visible. Also Bab Dada has seen that the number of mothers is much more these days. They are more, Baba says, in comparison to brothers, mothers are more who come here. Although they're physically not able to walk because of leg problem, but they get special legs to come here to meet Baba. How much Baba likes coming in the gathering of such children. In bhakti, they show this in different forms. When this day comes, this day of the meeting, Bab Dada observes each one, and even the children are visible in that form, lost in Baba's love. From each one's heart, these words are uttered, Wah, 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 Wah. This song is sung by each one.
बच्चों के भिन्न भिन्न रूप में
And Baba, likes these different songs which the children sing with different music. So the children sing their song with different music, but Baba likes every music very much because they sing with that intoxication. Of course your face is the same, but then there is a great change on your face. Because the love which is in the heart is visible on the face. Therefore, although some children find difficulty in coming here, but Baba Bhaktada gives more love to such children because they come because of the love in their heart for Baba, and Baba speaks to them in the heart itself. You can't have a speaker for each one's heart. What is going on in each one's heart? You can't have a speaker outside to show what is going on in each one's heart. What conversation is going on in each one's heart? It can't be heard on a speaker outside like that. Although the difficulty, but you all are meeting Bap Dada, aren't you? What do you feel? Are you happy with so many in the gathering, in so much quantity? Well, your desire may be, that I come close or I have a personal blessing. You know, all these thoughts come in the children, but then what Bap Dada says, because the number is so much and according to the drama, only this can happen, that Baba sees you in the big gathering. It is not possible that things would happen or can happen according to your wish, and each one's wish is also different. But this meeting of love, although it may be just for 10 minutes, but then it's not just 10 minutes. In one way it is very short time, but then in the other way it's a very long meeting.
Dada,
so seeing each child, Bab Dada is happy. Vansa Baba is seeing how children are sitting in different corners, and then Baba looks on his left and the children are so happy to see Baba looking at them. And then but this is true that even if it's a short meeting, but you feel happy, you feel satisfied from the heart. Because nothing more can happen, more than this can happen. Baba means to say that it's not that each one can come on the stage, it's not possible. There are 30,000 people and 30,000 sitting. How would it be possible if each one comes on the stage? So this is the only way you can meet Baba. Well, each one's wish may be that I should get some more time with Baba, but this wish can keep on increasing. This even Bab Dada can understand, because this wish will never, the desire will never end. It can never be fulfilled, even however much time you may get. But at least it is better than not having any meeting. So you don't mind this even if it's a short meeting, is it not? At least it is yes instead of no. Means no meeting, at least yes, even if it's a short time. This meeting is there, so it's better than not having any meeting. Hope you are not finding it difficult. Also, it's getting warmer. And to travel in the heat, first of all, I don't know what Baba means to say, there is water and then the meeting. Oh yeah, Baba was saying that for so many to give, to satisfy each one, because so much water is needed for such a large gathering. So first we have to make sure that we have enough water. And so firstly the water is provided and then the gathering is called. But then Baba says all these facilities, everything what we are getting now, the comfort, little bit, even that will come to an end, and that will also be the end of everything. But then 1 minute meeting is also a big thing now. And see, the father meets so many children all in one day, and he's also very happy to meet the children. It's better than not having a meeting. Baba means to say that Baba loves the children, but then this is the only way he can meet the children. He cannot meet individually for a long time, meet each one for a long time, because there's so many to meet. There's so many. Each one is very sweet, very lovely, very loving. And Baba would love to meet each one individually. But it is not possible. and therefore never mind, at least this meeting, this type of meeting is there, and you will also say, yes, I met Baba, in whatever way you met Baba, but you will say that you met Baba. So meeting Baba doesn't mean coming on the stage and meeting, that's what Baba means to say. So even if you are the gathering and listening to Baba, so that's also a meeting. Bhaktad also understands that in Bhaktad knows that the weather keeps changing, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. The weather keeps changing. Before she were there such big gatherings, no. But now this big gathering also seems so common. 25,000 sitting in a gathering together is a small thing now. It's no longer a big thing. And also so many are meeting Baba in their own places through the internet, of course. Everyone is meeting now because it's going live everywhere. Now, so Baba is saying, and see here so many have come together, and also we are, and also it's good that you're able to sit so close to Baba in this hall together. And those who cannot, they are able to see Baba, meet Baba wherever they are in their own, at their own places. Bhaktada likes that Baba should meet in a big gathering and in open ground, and there will be thousands, 100,000. Bhaktada would love that, but then it's difficult, you know, Baba saying, for having it in open ground because of sound and all that. It's not possible. And now, as it is that the end is coming closer, you are at least having a meeting. See, from where you come, from such far distances, you come here to meet Baba. And Baba also likes it when he meets the children together, but then you have to have a lot of patience and you know, come according to the program you receive. When Bhaktada says that the children, they sometimes get disturbed, because they're not able to come, or for any reason something happens. And Baba also feels that the children are sometimes disturbed too. But then this meeting of the father and the children, even though it's for a short time, but it is of no less importance. Now, at this moment, all of you who have come here, I don't know how comfortable you were here, or you had some problem in accommodation or whatever you all experienced here, but at least Bhaktada met all of you. And even if you, there was some discomfort of any sort, and for that also, something will be done so that all become comfortable. But at least you will say that we met Baba. But if there's any discomfort of any sort, then Baba is telling the instrument souls, Baba was saying to these instrument souls, those who are in the management and the administration, that you can meet the concerned persons, concerned people, to give you better facilities. Because if there are more people and then there is some commotion, then maybe we would have to call the police. And if the police is called, then people can get afraid. And then if it becomes a big thing, then it can go to the government also. But Baba would not like that it should turn into a big commotion because of too much quantity. Therefore, facilities have to be given. Those who think that this meeting, sitting like this and meeting Baba is okay, it's fine, it's good, raise your hand. Everyone is raised. So you don't mind meeting just in this way. Or are you thinking that it could be little better, more better, that we could be more close in some different form? Or this is okay? See our dadi, see her age. There could be more who are older than her. Nowadays there are many elderly people in today's gathering also. Dadi is happy to hear what Bab Dada is saying. So you are happy in this way? Or are all of you happy in this way? Even if you may not like it, but you are happy about it. You are happy with what, in whatever way you are meeting Baba. Although you may not like it, but this is the way it is to be. And Bab Dada thinks that when our own rule will come, own kingdom will come, then we'll have so many facilities that we won't even use that much as we will have. And when you should have, maybe they are not there. And you may think, oh, if this facility would be there, it would be so nice. If that facility would be there, it would be so good. It is not there. But then in golden age, you have so many facilities, then maybe you won't even use them. But then with so many children, it's so difficult, no, for Bab Dada to meet each one individually. But Bab Dada does give drishti and take drishti of each one, with each one. At least it's good that you've got this big hall where so many can accommodate, can sit. So at least you met Baba, no? You had to feel little hot, maybe not able to hear properly, but these things happen, and those in the management are taking good precautions, they are taking care of that too, and they will continue to take care of it. But then this meeting of father and children is there. Or do you think that it was better not to meet than to meet in this way? What do you think? No, you don't mind. At least the meeting is there. And also Baba remembers the children. It isn't that Baba doesn't remember the children. Even Baba remembers his children. Baba, when he doesn't meet the children for long, he says, oh, so many days now I haven't met the children. But then Baba has to see to other things also. But whenever Baba meets the children are felt to be so lovely, so lovely. Sometimes it's hot and you may be perspiring also sometimes. But in comparison to the meeting with Baba, all that is nothing, is it not? In front of meeting Baba, all that is nothing. Little bit of heat and perspiration doesn't matter, no? See, on the path of bhakti, devotion, what the devotees do, they do so much penance, and here at least you're sitting comfortably. Although you're not lying down in comfort, maybe it's not that much, but at least you're sitting comfortably. And this is the way it should be. If Baba would say, well, if you lie down and lie comfortably here, then half of you will go to Paramdham already. And go to sleep instead of listening to Baba. If Baba would give you more comfort. So, you know, when Bhaktadada comes at that time, he sees so many scenes. Well, all this will happen, but at least matter is giving. Matter is giving a lot of help. Where there's no bus stand, there they are making bus stands. Where there's no, you know, facility, they are providing for facility. So even in Abu, they are giving a lot of facility. So things are changing. So Baba is saying, yes, matter is helping. Nature is helping too. But what is needed is that intense love. See, and also sitting in the hall so far, how much one can see from there so far. But according to the drama, you are celebrating a meeting very well, and you will continue to celebrate a meeting in this way. You like meeting like this, no? So many are sitting here. So you like it. Baba says we will think about it. How to make it better. Many have they are raising flags, see Baba's flags, and these are flags of victory which they have raised. And Baba is saying, although many may be monetarily poor, but their heart is very big. Okay. Now, We have to finish this also. But today, this time, the turn of doing seva is UP, Banaras and West Nepal. 13,000 have come from UP and the rest, in total it is 27,000. So Baba saying it is something, this is better than not having a meeting. Those who like it, raise your hand, even this type of meeting. All those of UP stand up. UP, Nepal, Western Nepal and Banaras, also part of UP. So mainly it's UP, 13,000. Baba is able to see on the TV. Baba saying we have really worked very hard. You are at least come when there are many comforts. Baba says in our days there were no scooter also. All these things have come very gradually. Baba is remembering the old days, the earlier days. Are all of you happy, no? And we will meet, continue to meet. Baba, 900 double foreigners from 50 countries. 900 double foreigners, please stand up. From 50 countries. We can wave to Baba. All double foreigners wave to Baba. 900 from 50 countries. Baba's asking you also. Do you feel any discomfort? See, when we started the yagya, how much discomfort there was, but now with time, so much comforts are coming. You also like this way of meeting? You like this way of meeting? You don't mind? You don't mind this way of meeting? Okay. All of you are very, very sensible. You can understand. There's no need to say anything. As according to the time, also everything is becoming more and more expensive. On the basis of that, the facilities are given. Of course, the attention is there that things should be made more easy. But for some reason or the other, difficulties may come. And for that, we also have to spend a lot in order to give more facilities. But still, Baba is with us. And Baba is giving us all this comfort. The government is also helping us a great deal. Okay, double foreigners, you may sit down. Baba is again asking, are all of you happy?
Sabha Aram Seva.
So you meet comfortably and go back comfortably. When you go back home, they hear maybe you missed out meals because everything finished, or maybe, but at least when you go back home, everything will be okay. But if there is anyone who wants to give any suggestions, you are invited to give suggestions, and if the suggestions are okay, then maybe they'll be accepted.
दादी मोहिनी बहन ईश्वर दादी रुक्मणी दादी दीदी ने उन्हें मंच पर आएंगी।